T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Welcome on in. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, Kyle Quinn behind the glass. You guys, us. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. It is a draft day. Draft night in Philadelphia. Well, actually, in Detroit. But the Eagles, we know, hold the 22nd pick. Phillies, ugly loss last night. We'll get to leading off before the afternoon game today. And, of course, it is a huge Game 3, pivotal Game 3, Sixers-Celtics tonight at the Wells Fargo Center. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philly. Listen. Don't say or do something today that could potentially get you fired. That's the advice for
them. Well, that's a good advice for all of us with microphones in front of us for a lot of the day. Yeah,
and I was thinking about Jerry Jones yesterday.
Well, that's true.
I don't give a shit.
Don't say nothing to get you fired.
Good idea. Job. And we're going to have a lot of on-air time today. Hugh and I doing this show now, obviously, and then lead up to the Phillies game this afternoon. Back on tonight for draft coverage from Lincoln Financial Field. And that's top of mind this morning. The Philadelphia Eagles, this draft, the 22nd pick, but all of the rumors out there say the Eagles are not going to stay at 22, that Howie Roseman is looking to trade up. He's talking moving up. He's calling all the teams in front of him. And the question is, what is he going up for? And what should he be going up for? A couple interesting things this morning here on WIP. First, Howard Eskin talking about the potential for a trade up and what they could be after.
Is there a rumor? No, I think those are the positions. The position of offensive line and corner are the positions that the Eagles really want. Now, if they get to 22 and nothing can happen, they're going to take the best player available. And that's,
you say
that's
if they get to 22, how likely is it that they trade up?
Oh, I think there's a 70% chance they trade, at least 70%.
Wow. At least 70. Whoa.
Yes.
Book it.
Yes.
Well, that's a big number. Big number. Howard feeling a trade up tonight. So we heard Howard there. He said O-line corner. A lot of these mocks have either O-line, corner. Elliott also on the morning show talking about what they could be trading up for tonight.
So I think the biggest smokescreen going around right now is that the Eagles want to trade up for a cornerback. Now, will they take a cornerback at 22? Could they move up to 20 to take one? Sure, maybe. But I think going into tonight, if the Eagles trade up, it'll be for an offensive lineman and not for a cornerback. I think the special players in this draft are on the offensive line. They're not at cornerback. And the one thing I've consistently heard and consistently believed since the season ended is that in this draft, they want an offensive lineman. So we'll see how the draft falls. It's one of the more unpredictable drafts that I've covered. But the one thing I feel confident in is that they're prioritizing offensive line over cornerback tonight.
And I think that's the right way to go. Here's where I'm at. 215-592-9494. If the Eagles trade up tonight, I would rather trade up for an offensive lineman rather than a cornerback for a couple of reasons. One, the Eagles are just better at drafting offensive linemen. I just trust them drafting an offensive lineman. And if they're trading up, you're giving an extra asset to move up to wherever they go, 12, 15, I don't know, whatever pick they move to. I just trust their evaluation of offensive linemen way more than I do Howie's evaluation of seeing young corners. So I think they have a better shot to hit the pick if it's an offensive lineman. And the way I see this is, if they're going to trade up, all right, go get a stud offensive lineman. I could just sit at 22, and I think there'll be a corner there that could play, whether it be Kool-Aid McKinstry, Cooper DeJean, Nate Wiggins. I'll just sit at 22 and take the corner if I'm going to take a corner. If they're trading up, I would rather trade up for the offensive lineman. It's a big hole on the roster. There's questions of depth behind what they have, and they just lost. I'll make it as simple as this. The best player they lost this offseason was on the offensive line. So I'm okay if they prioritize moving up to secure another good offensive lineman. Hugh, what do you think? It sounds like they're trying to move up. What would you rather move up for, corner or O-line?
You know what? Between the choices you gave me, you know the only offensive player I want is the one that catches the football or Brock Bowers. Those only two I want. So with this choices that you gave me, Joe, I definitely want a corner. I want the sexy pick. Offensive lineman does not move the meter for me. I understand everything that you're saying, but with all the weapons that we have and everything, I feel like this offensive line is good enough to protect Jalen Hurts. I understand what you're talking about, you know, Jason Kelce being gone and all of this stuff. But if I'm going to move all the way up, I need somebody that's going to get this fan base excited. I need that sexy pick. If you move all the way up there to like 12 to 15, I need a corner.
So you're telling me it's not going to be exciting if they draft Fuaga or Fontanu at number 12?
Not at all.
Well, you know what? And listen,
you know what some of the best offensive linemen are? The ones you hear nothing about.
You're right about that. Well, that series in on this. You're right about that. It doesn't have to be a sexy pick to be an offensive lineman. But I don't care about that. Like, it's not going to make me any more excited if they take someone cool tonight. I want them to win football games in September. When they go to Brazil and play the Packers, I need to make sure they can block for Jalen Hurts. I got you and Kyle every day telling me how much offense matters. Offense, offense, offense. Well, you know what? Saquon Barkley is not going to work well or to the extent we want him to if they can't block up front. I think offensive line right now is as thin as I've seen the Eagles' offensive line in a very long time.
I hear you, but I think it's functional. You know what I mean?
But functional is not going to win a Super Bowl.
I think functional can win a Super Bowl. I think it really can. And I think what we're looking for now is either some help at the corner spot, if we go with a young guy, between the two choices that you gave me, or another pass-catching entity, whether that be tight end, well, I should say tight end, Brock Bowers, or receiver, because that's the guy that I want. I want Brock Bowers.
So here's where I'm at on this. I and you've heard me say a lot, defense, defense, defense. But if I'm trading up, I'm getting an offensive lineman. I could just sit at 22 and take a corner. The way we've gone all through a million mock drafts. We had our mock off yesterday. All these mock drafts, McKinstry's there at 22, Nate Wiggins is there at 22, my guy Cooper DeJean is there at 22. I think the Eagles could just sit at 22 and get a starting level NFL defensive back and be fine. If I'm trading up, which means probably surrendering one of the second round picks, well, then I want a high level offensive lineman. And everyone keeps saying this might be one of the best offensive line classes in a very, very long time. 215-592-9494. All right, let's get on the record here. It is draft day for the Philadelphia Eagles. They hold the 22nd pick. Now, very few people actually think they're going to use the 22nd pick. I mean, Howie's moved around in almost every draft. He does move around in every draft. He's moved around in almost every first round. And I'd be basically shocked if they just sit there and draft a 22. I think they're going to move up tonight. And if they don't, I could see them moving back just to gain a little bit more value. I think a trade is very likely. And if I'm moving up, and it seems like the two positions they're targeting here is corner or offensive line, I'd rather move up for the offensive lineman. If I'm surrendering a pick, give me a position that is probably a bigger need right now on the offensive line, secures more depth on the offensive line. And I know this sounds simplistic, but I just trust them to draft an offensive lineman more. Hugh, they haven't drafted corners well under Howie. I mean, they really have not. I mean, it's a little scary to me to take it to trade up for a corner when I don't know if Howie could evaluate corners.
Man, listen, if you're moving up, the corners that you had to pick for from, if you're moving from anywhere from 12 to 13, I think that's a no-brainer. And I think if you're trying to get one of the good corners, if you're trying to get the young man from Toledo, then that's what you should do, Quinyon Mitchell. Then that's where you probably need to be to get that guy. So I don't have a problem with you can't mess that up. That's one of the ones you call unmess-upable.
Howie proof?
Yeah. There you go. We can
get a or hubaloobaloo, whatever you want to call it.
Thanks, Kyle. One of those. It's on that.
215-592-9494. If the Eagles are trading up tonight, should they trade up for a corner or an offensive lineman? What would you rather? Kyle, what do you got? Well, I'll just put it this way. If they stay at 22, they'll be picking about 12 hours from now. If they move up, yep, they probably have made a pick already 12 hours from now.
And thank God that we're only 12 hours away, because I'm getting sick of everyone being Mr. Smarty Pants. The draft is for the future, building blocks.
It is.
Offensive linemen, shut up. There are 7 rounds in the draft.
With that voice, that's what they're doing.
Eagles have like 9 picks in this draft, right? 7 rounds. There are so many other rounds where you can build the depth on the offensive line, okay? Your best opportunity in the draft to get both a guy that's going to help you a couple years down the line and a guy that can make an immediate impact is in the first round. So I think use one of your day two, day three picks to get an offensive lineman that's going to compete for the interior, the guard. It might be a tackle of the future. Okay. The Eagles are better at evaluating offensive linemen in the draft. To your point, Joe, they're not good at evaluating corners. So why not trade up and give them the best opportunity to get the best corner on the board? If they're so much better at evaluating O-line than corner, then wait and get one later. I don't understand this fascination with everybody's outsmarting themselves. The Eagles built through the trenches, get a guard. Okay, you can do that in any of the other rounds. Go up and get the best corner, position of need, guy that's going to be on the field and make an immediate impact.
Well, I don't think it's outsmarting. My position is this. The two recent Super Bowl teams we've seen the Eagles have, they've been awesome offensive lines. I mean, I think of just keeping it simple. They've been awesome offensive lines in 17 and in 22. Think about the corners they've got the Super Bowls with. I mean, Slay's a good player. They traded for him. They got Bradbury, who was cut in May of that year. James Bradbury was cut in May of the year they went to the Super Bowl. They got him in here. And think about the 17 team. They traded for Ronald Darby in August, and the other corner was Mills, a sixth-round pick. Like, the Eagles haven't had first-round pick corners running around the field when they get to Super Bowls.
Well, they let up 500 yards in that Super Bowl with that ridiculously awful secondary.
Yeah, this is my favorite thing. As we forget, they dominated defensively to get to the Super Bowl.
Go through the offensive line that you're talking about that was in the Super Bowl, and where did the Eagles take all of those guys in the draft?
I understand, but they were great players.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. And the Eagles found great players in later rounds.
I got you. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop in. All right, it sounds like everyone is in on the idea of a trade-up. All the analysts, all the rumors are the Eagles are likely to trade up. Howard has it as a 70% chance they trade up tonight. Well, if they're going up, what do you want, corner or offensive lineman? Those seem to be the positions everyone is talking about. Chris in Middleton. Hey, Chris.
Chris.
Happy draft day, man.
Happy draft day,
Chris. It's a big day.
Oh, it's a huge day, huge day. Hey, Joe, I don't want Peter Skoronski. I'm out.
Well, that's fine. He's not in this draft. He was in last year's draft.
Yeah, but you won him last year, though.
I did. Yeah. Well, maybe if they got Skoronski last year, I wouldn't need the offensive lineman this year. They'd have the guard set up. I'm just saying.
Stop. Stop the nonsense. You straighten him out.
Yeah, that's a hell of a way to think, though. I like where your mind is going with that.
I'm always thinking ahead here, guys. That's it. You guys are behind the curve. I'm ahead of the curve. Go ahead, Chris.
All right. So, listen, if we got to get a corner, I told you yesterday to not draft a corner. I still feel that way, but if we got to get a corner, Wiggins is the guy that I want. He's got length. He's got speed. He's got great ball skills, you know, to stop those 50-50 balls and even readjust to back shoulder. So if I got to go corner, that's the directions I want to go. I really think if they're moving up, they're moving up for two players. They're going to move up because they want an edge rusher. I think Howie, that was the kind of plan of when they traded Kyle's boy away. They knew they had to replace him. And the guy that's sliding because of his medicals, I don't care. I want Liato Lutu. Bring him in, put him on the edge, put him in the rotation. Just let that boy hunt. Let him eat. Let him do what he does best. But who I really, really, really passionately want is I want to go broke for Bowers. I want another receiver who also can block. That's what I want. This guy is not a tight end. You know, people that say, oh, I want a tight end, you don't know what you're talking about. This guy is a dominant offensive receiving weapon. That's what I want. I want to score. I don't want to score 35, Joe, and lose by 38 because I'm going to score 45 and win to 38. We are going to boat race everybody we come up against and just march up and down the field, control the clock, throw mad points up, and that wins Super Bowls, Joe. That's how the St. Louis Rams won it with the greatest show on turf. That's what wins, going up and down to score. And you have to score more points than your opponent, Joe, or you can't win. And you know what, guys? I was holding on to it, and now I'm there! You ready?
Let it go.
Now we're talking. Now it's draft night. Chris, we appreciate the phone call. I love Chris's passion. But let's not forget, the greatest show on turf when they won their Super Bowls, 23-16 was the score. And they won because their defense made a stand on the goal line to win the game.
Their defense was opportunistic.
Their defense made a stand to win the game on the goal line.
Their defense was opportunistic at times. You're talking about
Kevin Dyson, 1 yard away.
Talking about against the
Titans.
The Titans, yeah.
Yeah, it was 23-16.
But they only made one play during that whole game. And that was Kind of like the way we won our Super Bowl.
But wait,
our defense was not that great.
They
in that
held
game.
The opponent to 16 points. No, they made more.
It was 20 years ago.
Did you hear anything
Who
that
cares?
Mark Ross told you yesterday?
Yeah, I heard Mark
you don't
Ross.
Need, you don't need your defense to dominate. You just need them to make one play at the right time,
Mm-mm-mm.
which is what my man BG did to win the Super Bowl.
Yep. You know
not
what?
Not diminishing, and that's not me trying to diminish the one of the greatest, absolute greatest moments in sports history. I'm just being factual when I talk about it.
And if their defense doesn't dominate the Falcons game, they don't even get to the title game or get to the Super Bowl.
Opportunistic defense.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Guys, I think I just was victim to this too. We have to stop looking at what happened in literally one game what wins Super Bowls.
I know.
Yeah, the Eagles in 2017, okay? Like, I just did it. They let up 500 yards in that game. We have to stop looking at what happened in literally one football game.
Well, that's fine.
And say that wins you Super Bowl.
I agree. You know what wins football games all the time? Great offensive line play. It goes over the years.
Great quarterback play.
But we're not with the quarterback. The quarterback.
You
He's
know
not
what?
Going anywhere.
I don't recall at any point in that Super Bowl that I watched last year any pundit saying, "Wow, did you see that block by the offensive lineman? That was great."
Well, but
that sprung Patrick Mahomes for the touchdown run.
But we
ain't nobody said that.
We don't have Mahomes.
We're playing
a different sport than that guy.
No, but what I'm saying is this. The best offensive linemen, the ones that nobody talks about. I think our offensive line is good enough. We need some more pass catchers, man.
Oh, stop. 2-1. Stop it. 215-592-9494. My goodness gracious. You know what I remember from last year? Jalen Hurts against the blitz looking like a deer in headlights. How about we put a front?
And if
How
Brock
we put
Bowers,
a front in front of him?
If Brock Bowers was there, he would have had that outlet. He could have dumped it off.
Yeah, right.
And Brock Bowers would have got leg cramps running into the end zone.
We had the tight end that's here on the show tell us they had plenty of answers against the blitz, and the quarterback didn't get to them.
They're
right?
in the headlights because they didn't have no outlet pass.
Sure. That's the only reason he didn't complete pass. All right, 215-592-9494. A lot of rumors. Eagles are going to trade up tonight. Corner, O-line are the two spots that everyone's talking about. If they're moving up, I'd rather get the offensive lineman. I could stay at 22 and get a good corner. If I'm moving up, go get a star offensive lineman to continue the pipeline here of great offensive line play. Moses is in North Philly. What's up, Moses?
Yeah, how you doing, Joe? I have a question. Why do you guys want an offensive lineman when we have, like Kyle said, about nine picks that we can pick an offensive lineman? We need defense. Defense is what's going to save us. Our offense is already stacked. We have Saquon this year who can block. And also, you were mentioning that, he's not going to be productive on this offensive line. He was productive in the Giants offensive line that had nobody.
So he was productive. Literally. Well, he was productive. But we signed him with the idea now he's running behind a great offensive line. Moses, I agree with you generally. They need defense more than offense. I agree with that. But if I'm trading up tonight, like, I think I could just stay at 22 and get a corner. I don't need to move up. If I'm moving up, get a star offensive lineman. I mean, there is a question mark, Moses, on the offensive line. The guard, I have no idea if Tyler Steen could play at a high level. And now we're moving Juergens to center. Like, that's a question mark.
That's a question mark, but they have shown before that our offensive line is pretty good. I understand you guys said last year that Jalen was a deer in headlights. He has a blocking running back this year as well. Saquon is great at pass blocking.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, that'll help. That'll help. Sure, I agree with that.
That'll help. I feel like we need defense. Our corners are cooked.
Well, Bradbury is he. I mean, he's burnt. He's not just cooked.
I don't even know how he's still on the team. I don't know how
Moses. I don't know either. It's great. So, who's your guy? Who do you want tonight?
I really love Cooper DeJean, but if we move up, I would pick that kid from Toledo, like you said. That's a sure pick that's going to be a day one starter.
Bonafide.
That's going to be on the field playing.
Bonafide.
He'll take Bradbury's spot.
Yeah, he will.
Yeah, he definitely
going to. He will. You know what, Moses, see it similar.
Isaiah Rogers as well. They just got reinstated. So with a good corner in this draft, we would be great on defense. A lot of people don't like the Bryce Hall signing because of letting go Hassan Reddick, but Bryce Hall is a stud as well. Our defense is, if we get a corner this year, our defense can be top 10 in the league.
Well, that's good enough to go win a Super Bowl. Moses, good call. You and I see it the same. I mean, Cooper DeJean's my favorite guy. I love Cooper DeJean, and I would sit at 22 and take him. But if they're moving up, I think offensive line is the key. Now the whole idea there of, you know, the corner, Mitchell. I'll tell you what, Quinyon Mitchell, Hugh. Quinyon Mitchell has a good name. I always think the name matters sometimes. Quinyon Mitchell's name sounds like a good NFL corner.
Yeah, because it's Quinn.
Is that what it
Quinyon.
Is?
Quinyon.
We'll take that.
But there's Quinn in it.
Quinn
in it.
All right. We'll take that. Yeah, I mean,
what if his name was Jillion?
Jillio's not a good corner name. I mean, it's not. I mean, we could be real about this. Hugh Douglas, if I was doing a show in 1995.
Hugh Douglas sounds like a defensive end.
Right, I would have said this is a good name.
I totally
agree.
That's
a good name.
Anything with Quinn in it, though, is...
It's pretty dope.
It's good, yeah, thank you.
I mean, how many other Quinns run around the NFL?
Well, you're about to find out.
Dan Quinn?
There you go.
Yeah, but I mean, that's kind of...
That was not a good, not a good one.
It's kind of lame.
Thanks
if
a
we're
lot,
being
dude.
Real about that.
I apologize.
My dad's
saying, I think the name matters. Quinyon Mitchell sounds like a good NFL corner. Does Terrion Arnold sound like a good NFL corner?
It doesn't.
Terrion sounds like he can cover.
The last name Arnold is kind of like, nah.
A little lame.
Yeah,
I agree. Arnold's kind of a lame
Arnold
name.
Is weak.
Yeah. Okay, now, Kool-Aid McKinstry's got a good name.
That's
what we're going with. That's what we're going with. That's fine.
Well, we're at the point of draft coverage now where we start breaking down the names.
The names, yeah. Why did your mama name you that? Who was in the room when they decided to name you?
215-592-9494. All right, it's draft day. Get on the record here. It's a shorter show for us today, so hop in now. 215-592-9494. If the Eagles trade up tonight, you want a corner or an offensive lineman? I if they're moving up, I'll take the offensive lineman. I could feel with conviction they'll get that pick right. They've had trouble drafting corners over the years. He would rather the corner in a trade-up. And who's your guy? Give us your name. 215-592-9494. We'll also do a little mock draft roundup. My big board, Sixer stuff, all to come right here on the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.